This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. As we launch here into the third hour, joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
All right, so let's continue with you and your phone calls. We'll start things out with David listening to WTAR in Virginia. Hello, David. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. Hey, Mark. Hey, Ian.
Hey, Wayne's here, too. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm glad to get on again. Yeah, I was just giving you an update on that. You probably recall when I was talking about the police officer, or should I say cop, that shot that unarmed man 11 times. You remember that?
Gosh, refresh me on that, please.
Okay, yeah. What it was that he was intoxicated 2.3 alcohol, and he was banging on the door, and police officer showed up. Gave him some commands and retreated and shot him 11 times because he said he had his hands at his waistband.
Oh, gosh, that's right.
Yeah, remember you said he was probably just reaching for a pack of cigarettes.
Who knows what he was reaching for, but you said that he didn't have a weapon on him, right?
He had no weapon on him.
Right.
And now there has been an update on the, and there was a second officer on the scene after he, and all 11 bullets hit him, by the way.
Wow.
And, yeah, the autopsy report came out in the newspaper. Virginia Pilot came out. And, you know, they showed a diagram of, you know, the entrance wounds.
Mm-hmm.
And let me catch my breath.
No problem, man.
I'm sorry. I get excited.
You weren't running for the cops, were you?
No, absolutely not. You know, well, you know, most cops these days, they act more like military commandos than police officers.
Well, they should, because they just usually got out of the military. Frequently, the police that are just joining the police squads today are fresh out of Afghanistan and Iraq.
Yeah, and, but you know, like, well, and I'm 51 years old, so back when I was growing up, you know, if they stopped you and I had a little weed on me, they would just, you know, hey, take the weed and send me on my way. But nowadays, they put you in jail for it. And it's just insane.
I think some police officers will choose to, you know, to toss your stash or whatever. But I think that I don't know what the percentages are, but it seems like you know, lots of people are going to jail for pot.
So wait a minute, what was the update on the guy with that was shot 11 times?
Yeah, and okay, the other officer that was on the scene too, after he had been shot 11 times. Now get this, he was in his, I guess, in, I assume, in a pool of blood, either dying or dead. Instead of, you know, trying to give him first aid or something to save the man's life, a young man, too, in his early 30s, he cuffed him. He cuffed the man.
God, Lord. In case he gets up and runs away?
Yeah, exactly. When I read that in the paper, I was astounded. I was like, come on. You're going to handcuff a man that's laying in his, you know, either dying or dead.
Talk about insult to injury.
Yeah, that's insane. To handcuff a person that's been shot 11 times. I'm like, well, they're saying, well, that's policy and this and that. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. I mean, you're supposed to try to save his life. The man didn't even have he wasn't even armed.
Incredible.
Yeah, it's policy to try to save his life, too.
Hey, is there anything else
to do that policy?
Is there anything else that you want to share?
No, absolutely not.
David, thanks for the update on that, man. I appreciate hearing from you. It's always nice to get updates on stories because a lot of people call in with an initial piece or an initial story, and we don't have a crack research team here. It's, you know, Mark and I and, you know, Wayne or whoever else happens to come in.
Get news stories from the internet. You know?
Yeah, so I appreciate any time anybody calls in with an update on something like that. 1-800-259-9231. In fact, it's difficult in many cases to get updates on these stories, even out of the mainstream media, because a lot of cases they just kind of let it drop. Or maybe it'll be put on the back page of a newspaper, a little blurb or something like that. In many cases, very difficult to actually keep up to date on what's going on with these police abuse stories. As we continue, because there's no shortage of them, but the guys over at Cop Block, by the way, have been doing a pretty good job. They've got their new Police Accountability Report podcast. So I say new, it's probably been several months now, it's been on the air. But a little 5-minute podcast they do once a week. It runs over at LRN.fm in the news breaks as well. And those guys have been doing a great job of not only following the police stories, but police abuse, police hurting people, but also keeping up to date on them and giving updates on old stories that they've already covered, which I think is really useful. We'll continue here with you and your thoughts, though. Paranoid calling from Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paranoid.
Howard.
Hey,
hello. Are you paranoid?
Yes, I am.
All right. So, are they out to get you?
Maybe not me in particular, but I believe that there are people that intend to do other people harm. That's for sure.
Indeed. So, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I just wanted to touch on when you guys were speaking earlier about the Sovereign Citizens Movement and the recent hit pieces on the news and from the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Yeah.
Well, I can kind of see how they have aligned sovereignty and anarchy, because sovereignty is really just the belief that it's just, I guess, the belief that whoever is the sovereign is in control of whatever, their house, their kingdom, whatever. And a lot of the people in the sovereign movement believe that they are ultimately in control of themselves and their own lives. And a lot of them believe that they're only subject to common law rather than commercial law. And there's a bunch of different theories on that.
How would an anarchist be subject to common law?
Well, exactly, and that's the whole thing. A lot of the people in the sovereign movement believe that they, because they've filed some sort of paperwork or jumped through some legal hoop, that they're supposed to be respected as equals to the United States or as equals to the sovereignty of the U.S., whereas anarchists believe that that applies to everybody, that you don't have to file particular types of paperwork to be respected as an autonomous being, that just by living, everybody has that right.
Yep.
And sovereigns usually believe that only people who have filed particular paperwork have that right.
I don't see any evidence that anarchists believe that. When I've gone on anarchists' boards and read the stuff that they've written, many of them seem to believe that it's workers' rights and the collective and blah-bitty-blah-bitty-blah-bitty-blah.
Anarchist doesn't mean anything anymore.
Right. As far as I'm concerned...
But a voluntarist believes that. Somebody who is a consensualist, somebody who is based in the ideas of liberty, believes that by nature you are a free person. You just simply have to claim it. There's no paperwork that you need to fill out. I get the point you're making. It's just that using the term anarchist causes confusion too. So I would recommend staying away from that as far as a self-description, because as Mark's suggesting, you're going to, by calling yourself an anarchist,
people mostly in Europe that wear black clothing and throw explosive items.
Well, true, and that's kind of the way that some people see it. I particularly just believe that anarchy means that no one has the right to be a ruler over another man.
I get you, man. And I think by dictionary definition, you are spot on. However, most people don't use the dictionary. They go by what is popular. And the popular definition of an anarchist is someone who is violent and dangerous and will destroy things.
Yeah, the dictionary definition of gay is, to some extent, a person that's happy. However, you can get yourself in some trouble just wandering around calling people gay.
That's true. The one point that I did want to make, though, is that the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center have both attacked people that claim to be sovereigns, and they've kind of lumped everybody that has a similar ideology into one group of people that will be violent and hateful.
That is the tool of bigots.
Yeah, and exactly. And what they're supposed to be as what they claim as organizations, they're supposed to work towards the opposite of that mentality. They're supposed to say, hey, you can't judge a whole group by the actions of one or two people that may associate with the group. Yet at the same time, that's exactly what they're doing with sovereigns.
Right. I thought the Southern Poverty Law Center has basically been co-opted by the Department of Homeland Security. Aren't they taking huge amounts of money from the Department of Homeland Security now?
Yeah, and that's kind of how it is with all big movements.
Yeah, interesting. They wear out their usefulness early on, and then the husk of the organization continues. As far as I'm concerned, the Southern Poverty Law Center really isn't doing anything to promote equality in the United States any longer. They've moved into the class of organizations that promote classism, and by classism I mean the ruling class versus you.
Paranoid, you make good points tonight. Thanks for the call. Appreciate the discussion at 800-259-9231. Still, plenty of time for you, your thoughts. You can bring up what you'd like. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of these airwaves. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark. Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility three-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Ring up anything you want. The number for you is 1-800-259-9231. Stay cool. CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we give to you there completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is where we're going to be starting Monday night. Wayne, I'm not sure. What day are you making it up to Porkfest?
Probably over the weekend.
All right, still worth it. If all you can do is make it out for the weekend, come on out because the liberty-minded people that you hear about so often on this show, the folks that have made the move up here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, people that are getting active in a way that heretofore has been not possible within the liberty movement, they are going to be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. People who are considering a move to New Hampshire, they're going to be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. People who know they're going to move to New Hampshire but haven't yet quite moved, but want to have an excuse to come up and visit, they're going to be at the Pork Fest. We're going to be there. Lots of people, hundreds of people, maybe over 1,000 people will attend the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year. There's lots to do. Everything from family fun events to games to social activities to parties to dances to contests. So much to talk about. I can't cover it all. But you can go to porkfest.com to learn more. There's a full schedule of events there. And, of course, not everything that's happening is going to be on the event schedule. So go to porkfest, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, and you can go and get registered. You can use our discount code to save 20% on the already low-priced registration. Once again, porkfest, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Our discount code is FreeTalkLive. Run it all together as one word. Take out the spaces. FreeTalkLive and save yourself 20%. Porkfest.com. 1-800-259-9231. Dennis Goddard is with us from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance at nhliberty.org. Dennis, you going to Porkfest?
Oh, yeah. You kidding me?
Well, I mean, some people, for whatever reason, there's some kind of personal issue or whatever that comes up and they can't make it. I mean, there's a handful of folks that unfortunately are not going to be able to make it this year. But for the most part, most of the Liberty community in New Hampshire and a lot of Liberty folks from around the country and the world are going to be there. So I'm glad to know that you'll be there. What are you calling about tonight?
So, you know, the other day there was a conversation about basically about folks who call in and want to talk about their political campaigns, their local sort of political campaign, and basically trying to pimp their political campaign.
Yeah.
And, you know, you guys brought up the point that that was not good radio, and I had a couple of points about that. But first and foremost, you know, I choose to help pay for Free Talk Live on Amplifier, and I will not pay for crap radio. And people calling in to say that they have a campaign is kind of crap radio.
That's awful.
And you're a political activist here in New Hampshire,
right?
Yeah, and, you know, another thing about this is even in the fact that it's a Free State Project member talking about their campaign, well, there are already more than a dozen Free State Project members that have been elected to statewide office.
Right.
So one person running, by definition, is just not that newsworthy.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Right? It's already been done.
How many of those 12 called up and said, wow, I got elected? I mean, how many libertarians get elected anywhere to state office? Well,
you could probably count them on one hand outside of New Hampshire.
I don't think you can count them on even one hand as far as state legislatures.
Oh, state legislature? Yeah, you're right about that. I'm sorry, I thought you just meant getting elected in general. There's like a couple libertarian soil and water commissioners around the country or dog catchers or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I got myself elected to, like, town office a couple of months ago, but I didn't think that was so cool I would call Free Talk Live about it. You know, it's just not that big a deal.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. So what else?
You know, I think people have to kind of understand that getting elected in New Hampshire is not like getting elected somewhere else. I think the first thing people have to do is, like, deprogram. You have to get deprogrammed from wherever weird place you came from. And the people who are getting elected in New Hampshire are getting elected based on the fact that they're known and respected in their community, not because they got 50 people holding signs or they took out some advertisements. I mean, the people who got elected into the state legislature, you know, they spent maybe a couple of $100. Mostly what they did is they volunteered in their community, they knocked on every door, they talked to all their neighbors, and that's how they got elected. It wasn't by calling out to get thousands of people to hold signs on election day. It's, you know, that helps, but that's not what it's about.
Yeah, I think the signs are helpful, but I wonder what they actually do. I mean, when I drive by people's yard signs, I either say to myself, oh, I like that person, I don't like that person, or I don't know who that person is. And I'm not sure that that is effective. I mean, maybe it gets some people to vote in your direction, but I don't know how many. It's I don't know if sign holding is what it does. I know door knocking, then that is what works.
Yeah. In New Hampshire, it is all about, and the people who really, you know, there was a guy who got elected. I think I can say this. He's the Porcupine Realtor who advertises on Free Talk Live and is now one of the most respected people in the New Hampshire Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee. Incredible amount of leverage at this. You know, I saw him once in committee wearing a tie with the anarchy symbol on his
Only in New Hampshire, man. Where else are you going to see that? That's incredible.
And this was during a committee meeting. You know, he's incredibly well respected. When you sit in one of these committee meetings, it is Mark Warden that everyone else in the committee is listening to.
Why? Why do you think that is? I mean, isn't this a why is that, Dennis? Isn't this a committee where a lot of them are former cops, for instance?
Yeah. And I think it is so much due to I feel okay saying this because Mark is a hell of a guy. Because he really understands what he's doing, and I'll say it, I think a part of it is the amount of training that he got, really with the Liberty Alliance, and just going to the State House and spending a lot of time watching how things work. And the fact that he did not, I mean, he worked so hard to get himself elected in terms of talking to everybody in that town and listening to what they had to say, so much so that he beat, in terms of votes gotten, he beat the other people that had been there for, you know, 10 years in the legislature. And he's a new guy. He just moved into town. And to now where the other elected representatives from that same town, they're all Mr. Warden this and Mr. Warden that, and, you know, because they know everyone's listening to Mark. And why? Because Mark took the time to meet all of his neighbors and really listen to them and not throw on them his ideas, but really sit and listen. And, you know, being a realtor, you talk to a lot of people, I'm sure. He knows a lot of people. But it's really not about the advertisements and the glitz and all the crap you get in other states. It's just not about that. But,
yeah, and you're right. It really is a shock to the system because when I came up here, I was so jaded towards politics. I mean, you know this, Dennis. I mean, I came up, I got involved a little bit, and it was immediately in it. There was immediately a difference here, and it took me a little while for that to sink in. The fact that things aren't quite the same. I mean, I had known that was true because I'd read the 101 Reasons to Move to New Hampshire, which are available over at the Free State Project's website at freestateproject.org. Probably the easiest way to find it is just type in their search, 101 Reasons.
But it seems like a dream when you read it.
It seems unbelievable, yeah. And it really just, it takes some time to really to sink in. So, Dennis, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. You can meet Dennis over at the Porcupine Freedom Festival coming up next week, porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. I bet you Mark Warden's going to be there as well. So we'll continue here. We'll take your phone calls, 800-259-9231. It helps also that Mark Warden's a heck of a nice guy.
He's just a real nice guy.
So he's
actually sponsoring a bill that I've put forth, and I hope that goes somewhere.
What's that?
It's a bill that will allow New Hampshire is one of the most backward states when it comes to felons in possession of weapons, hopefully it'll get rid of some of the more archaic things that felons aren't allowed to possess, like sword canes and. Well, the other one is a slung shot. Do you know what a slung shot is?
As opposed to a slingshot.
It's not a slingshot. No, a slung shot is a weight at the end of a rope. How in the world am I going to avoid committing a second-degree felony if I don't even know what the word means?
There's more coming up here. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5-milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I, ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed trial from the Zero Debt Program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt Special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring us what you want. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find on the site for free. Features like the news updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Head on over to news.freetalklive.com, and you can sign up to follow us via email, which is the best way to ensure you don't miss anything. Also, Twitter and Facebook. Also, there are great alternatives there for you to get information about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com and get on those lists. And don't miss the SACL CAI Fun Compound at Fortfest 2011. Get your drink on. Play some cornhole. The Fun Compound will be the home of Fixed Brewing. You can get your custom limited-run Pork Fest commemorative beer mug and fill it with a tasty beverage like the Sticky Porcupine, Molotov Hefe, and even the gluten-free. That's with two threes at the end there. Also featuring the Agorist Drinking Fountain, you can wake yourself up. I believe they probably will be open early at Pork Fest if past years are any indication.
If they can get up, if they're still recovering for the evening, who knows?
What do you call it when you smoke pot in the morning? It's a wake and bake.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call it when you drink? Is there something like that?
You call it a mimosa.
Wake yourself up with a spicy Bloody Mary and chill out with a nice cold glass of Atlas Chugged or Liberty. Get your lady where she's trying to go every time with a tall El Osborne. And it's located directly across from the outdoor stage. The Fun Compound will be the place to party at Porkfest 2011. The SACL CAI Fun Compound all week long at Porkfest next week. Starting Monday, liquor in the front, cornhole in the rear. The SACL CAI Fun Compound. 800-259-9231. As we continue, we will take your calls about what you want. Let's talk to Ben in Georgia. Oh, nope, never mind. Let's not, because he's gone. Instead, we go to Allie, listening in Alabama. Allie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Allie, are you coming to the Porcupine Freedom Festival next week?
I am. I'm so excited.
Fantastic. Look forward to seeing you there. What were you calling about tonight?
I was calling because I was listening to the whole conversation about, like, the definition, or, like, what you guys were saying the definition of anarchist was, and how people, like, if you call yourself an anarchist and people are going to assume you mean, like, you know, like a whole different thing than like a liberty-minded person. And I've been listening to the show for about a year now, and just, you know, like listening to the different ways that you guys handle words and their meanings. And sometimes I notice, like with citizenship, you'll turn to the web or like the dictionary definition, but then sometimes it's whatever people think of when you say the word, because a lot of words are emotionally charged. So
oftentimes what we'll do is we'll use, you know, we'll affect voices that, you know, may or may not come across to you. And, you know, so, I mean, I think that there is a common definition of citizen, and there's sort of what Ian uses. And I think it's a legal definition of what a citizen is. It's just and it shows that no one is. But go on.
Well, like, you know, like I like the idea of using the word voluntarist. I think it's a good word. It's more specific to what your intentions are. Mm-hmm. But if you call yourself a voluntarist, most people aren't going to know what you mean. And then when you tell them, they're going to say, "Oh, you're an anarchist." I mean, I think that's good.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I think it depends on how.
So an anarchist doesn't believe in government, and so therefore I don't believe that thing could even exist, because one must govern oneself. Anarchist is a fallacious word, because so therefore it must be at the very least an autoarchist, a person that governs themselves, a person in charge of themselves. However, I think that you can call anything that any agreement that one wishes to have with another organization a government, because I've got, say, a governing document with my insurance company when it comes to fire insurance. I think that governments exist all over. And, what the difference is this sort of monolithic, coercive government that we have today is what people define government by. And I think that there's a broader term. People also define government to mean an organization that will protect you.
I think, Allie, that when you give a definition of the term voluntarist or voluntarist, whether or not somebody comes immediately back with, "Well, hey, you're just an anarchist," depends on how you define voluntarist. So, for instance, if I were to say to somebody who didn't know what a voluntarist was, that, well, I believe that human interaction should be based in consent. I believe that all human interactions should be on a consensual basis.
That no one should initiate force against another person.
Right. I didn't say anything about government in that statement. So it may, I don't know if many people would necessarily come to the conclusion that, well, you're an anarchist by making a statement.
I certainly don't consider myself an anarchist, and I certainly don't consider myself a capitalist either. And many people in this movement will call themselves anarcho-capitalists. I think it's a terrible term. I think it alienates people as quick as possible.
Yeah, it's another one of those charged words that's been overused and overabused over the years.
It is a terrible term, but Mark, you and I accepted money from an advertiser to put those words on our website.
I don't care.
Well, capitalism is another one of the words. I remember listening to a show when you guys were talking about the word, the term anarcho-capitalist, and I think Ian was saying that he didn't like capitalism or the word capitalist because it makes him think of crony capitalism. And then Mark read the actual definition of capitalist, and it's like exactly what Ian was saying. You know, I believe in voluntary exchange and, you know, like free trade and all this. And then Mark's like, that's exactly the definition of capitalism.
Right. But you heard the guy who called earlier, perhaps the gentleman called from Indianapolis earlier in the show. He used the term capitalism in a very negative fashion because in many people's minds, it evokes the robber barons.
Is what we have today.
Yeah.
And I think that there's value to that. But what I guess what you're trying to get at is that we're inconsistent in applying the rule that, we aren't going to fight for definitions of words. Is that what you're trying to say?
Right. I never know what side you guys are going to take on certain words, because I'm like, well, are they going to go with the dictionary definition on this one, or just what people think?
We're going to go with what's expedient is what we're going to do. For instance, the word citizen isn't particularly charged. If you can come out and you can say, look, this is the definition of a citizen, here it is out of Black's Law Dictionary, then somebody goes, blah, 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 blah. Like, there's a learning, there's an opportunity to teach them there. However,
right.
If you say, if I get on the radio every night, I talk to hundreds of thousands of people, and a dozen of them will call in. And if I get on that radio and I say, I'm an anarcho-capitalist, you know, my radio career is relatively short. I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. But, you know, I don't think it's as
I called myself an anarcho-capitalist for a little while.
Yeah, it's not convincing to people. It's like, oh, well, I listen to anarchists all the time. Those people are really smart. Now, people don't think that way. People say, oh, anarchists, nuts. And I would never, you know, so I would never use that term.
Well, if you were from Auburn, Alabama, and someone said they're an anarcho-capitalist, and you'd be like, oh, that person's really smart, just because we have the Mises Institute here, and we've got people calling themselves anarcho-capitalists, and they're, like, the smartest people in the group, usually. But that makes sense, and I understand you guys, like, don't want to use, like, the loaded terms, and then have – it's really easy for people to write you off if you, you know, say the wrong thing. So that makes sense to use something where you can explain yourself or maybe use a word they never heard before so
and
they can't do that.
The other thing that we need to sort of address here is if you were to get into a conversation with somebody on the street and you say, I'm an anarchist, then you have the opportunity to explain to that person what that means. At the very least, you can use it as a conversation starter or something like that. I'm not saying that I think it's a good idea, but I can see the point that if you're communicating with a person, you know, one-to-one, that you can try to explain what this term that they don't believe, that they believe means one thing, to you means, well, exactly the opposite of what they believe it means, which is, you know, to me, just a bad word. But whatever, if you want to use that, that's cool. You can have a conversation with them. I can't have a conversation with all, you know, 250,000 people that are listening to the show or whatever number.
Okay.
Allie, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Awkward goodbyes. All right. We'll see her next week because she's coming up to the Pork Fest. Porcupine Freedom Festival. Let's continue. Rob is listening to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk in Maryland. Hello, Rob.
Hey, guys. How you doing there?
You're doing great. What's on the line today?
I am a first-time caller. I've seen your station, and I'm pretty elated, you know, even though I may be a staunch conservative, but it's nice to have this free talk thing where people can, you know, just speak their minds without, you know, being inhibited. That's great. Good job, guys.
Excellent. I know you've got something to say beyond praise, so hold on. We'll come back with you here in a moment. More with Rob, listening on XM, 800-259-9231. And maybe enough time for you and your thoughts coming up in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are next.
Fishing Captain Chris Owens will not leave the dock without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
From Bullfrog, and you don't even have to think about the mosquitoes. Not having to worry about the sun, the mosquitoes, or reapplying sunscreen from being wet. Three less things I have to think about. It's nice to be able to do it in one shot. We just coat up with Bullfrog and go.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deed-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap. Or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Yeah. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling the refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea.
Man, this tastes like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a
Twisted Tea,
the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Your thoughts if you dial in right now, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. We give you the features free there, and if you like the show, become an amplifier. It's easy to do. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up with any major credit card through your PayPal account. You can also use Visa or MasterCard right there on our secure site. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. What we do is we take that $3 a month in that we're asking from you, and we pull it together with other people's $3 a month, and then we take that money and we reinvest it into the show, getting on more great radio stations around the country, getting onto more people's MP3 players around the world, and bringing more people to the ideas of freedom. Once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. By the way, it looks like the Slate article is out. I will have it posted up. Yeah, the guy was just here yesterday, and he wrote that thing fast. There was an author from the website slate.com, which is one of the top 1,200 websites in the entire world, incredibly popular site, that has now done a piece focusing on New Hampshire and specifically the Keene portion of New Hampshire. So it's a major major publicity coup. Maybe the biggest publicity that the Keene area has received thus far. So as soon as I get a chance, I'm going to post that over at freekeene.com for those of you who are curious as to what's going on. 800-259-9231. Right back into Rob, listening in Maryland to XM's America's Talk. Hello, Rob.
Yeah, okay. Listen, I was going to touch on, the debate and everything, but it's just not enough time for me there's not enough time on Earth to comment on that, because I just am sick of it, But anyway, I want to touch on that one subject about the guy who wanted to go on his island, asking from government. I hope I didn't misrepresent what he was saying. But you got a couple problems with that. As much as we all want to get away from our, neighbors and our dysfunctional family and all the other coworkers, and that's a notable idea, you got a problem, okay? If he's going in the island with, say, him and just significant other, and that'll be it, and they just die off, and that'll be it, and they live their life fine. But if he's trying to create a society, okay, on that island, absence of government, he's going to have a problem. Because, number one, he's going to have several families in there to order to do it, because if he just does it by himself, he's going to have more than anarchy to deal with, okay?
Families to what? I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said.
Several families to move in.
You don't want to use the same DNA to start a culture, a new culture.
Makes sense.
Not only that, okay, if you start, once this society starts to bloom,
Uh-oh. I'll tell you what. We're going to put you on hold. You're in a bad cell.
Driving into a bad cell or something.
Hoping that we can get you back. I'm curious to hear what he has to say. He's referring to something that we talked about in the first hour of the show, I think, where the question was asked about,
You know, what if there was this mythical deserted island to which liberty-minded people could move and start their own society from scratch? Would those who are moving to New Hampshire today to change society into more liberty-minded kind of-ness, would those people move instead to a deserted island? That was the question.
Well, and it sounded like what he was going, where the direction he was going, in case we never get it, we don't get him back, is that you've got to have a government in order to have police, and you got to have police in order to protect yourself from dangers. And I would like to remind people that whatever served as society prior to 150 years ago, their policing organizations are brand new in history. Now, there were sheriffs, but mostly, you know, people brought charges against other people and then brought those to arbitrators or judges or things like that. You don't need government in order to have protection services.
There were a lot of citizens' arrests back then, too.
I mean, you know, I'd say the existence of police probably does, to some extent, drive down crime. But
yes, would having protection services and competing protection services,
indeed,
for that matter.
You can hire, but you're going to get better protection for your house if you hire an organization to protect you.
And I mean something that is actually a contract where there actually is an agreement, a service agreement, where they're actually saying, well, we're going to be driving through every hour or however often. We'll check your front door when you're away, etc.
I'll bet you I can sign a contract with Wacken Hut tomorrow that says that they will guarantee that my property and my house and the people in it are safe, and they'll have some kind of moneyed guarantee behind that.
Well, I don't know if they offer those kind of personal services.
I'll bet you could. I bet you could get that.
Maybe.
You don't think I could sign that with I bet you I could.
I
will bet you anything
you
I could.
You should check it out, Mark.
It's about money, my friend. However, the question...
Sure, if you had enough money, yeah. But.
Well, so you were, then you concede the point. Now, and when the marketplace introduces something new, it always costs more. That's why big screen TVs you can get for a couple hundred dollars now. But police services don't guarantee anything. You get something stolen from your house, they might send some guy out. Maybe. Within a couple of hours to fill out some kind of report, and they'll never do anything about it.
We've got Rob back. He's in a better cell. Rob, are you with us?
Yes, I do apologize, guys. I should know better than to take the road I was taking using the cell phone.
Don't you worry about it. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, I don't know where I left off at, but what I was trying to say is if you're trying to create a society absent from government, and you're going to just use you and the missus or you and your significant other, you're going to have problems in terms of genetics, okay? Secondly, if you do decide to bring others aboard to expand your society or create that society, and you expand that society, problem is, you're still going to have anarchy down the line, simply because what you're asking in essence is that everybody that comes out of your loins or everybody else's loins is going to have the same thought pattern as you. That's not going to happen, okay? You're dealing with human beings, okay? So, I mean, whatever, your notion is to try to get this utopia of being on an island absent from government. I mean, this ain't Gilligan's Island, man, So, good luck. But that's my thought on that. And great show, guys.
Yeah, people, thanks for the call tonight. People are unpredictable. And even when you've raised somebody in the best way you can possibly imagine, mistakes are still made. And people just might turn out different from how you imagined them as far as when they were growing up, etc. But all of those problems can be solved. Whatever problems would come from somebody being different from their parents, which would presumably be the worst, would be stealing or violence or something like that. Those problems can be handled, as Mark was saying, by having the marketplace handle protection, although I don't want to live on a deserted island.
I think that government is going to evolve. Communication is such...
Now it'll die, I think.
Well, it's going to evolve. communication is such now that people demand a much higher level of customer service. When I was a kid and you ordered something through mail order, it was 6 to 8 weeks to delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the person from eBay doesn't have it at my house in 5 days, they get negative feedback. It's 6 to 8 days now, not 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
That's a huge change. People demand higher levels of customer service, and they're going to demand those higher levels of customer service from government.
They're not getting
government
it.
Government can't deliver it. It is an inefficient organization that is not able to comply.
They're stuck in the 50s.
When you look at historically, people said, oh, you can't have two religions living in the same geographic area. It'll be social anarchy. That term was used during the English Revolution against organizations or groups of people called the Quakers.
the Driggers, Puritans, you know, all these people, they were kicked out of England because they couldn't fit into these into the mold, and there was a great deal of upheaval. But at some point here in Western civilization, we have learned that we can all, of certain religions, live together in the same geographic area. My question is, why can't people have different governments that live inside the same geographic area? Why can't I?
Because one of them will stop you with violence.
Well, at that point, then wouldn't my government stop that government with violence?
Well, they would stop you from forming the government in the first place. They would call you a gang, and they would use a RICO act against you.
That's what was going on with the religions at one point, yeah. Right? So enough time went by, and enough people proposed that, you know, two religions can live happily in a geographic area, and they can get along, and then more people. And now we get along pretty well with different religions in the same geographic area. I think you can have different protection services, whether they're governments, whatever you want to call them, in the same geographic area, and people will be fine.
Well, yeah. At one time, religions, churches, synagogues were actually quasi-governments
because they
enforced morality without enforcing it. They didn't do it through force. They did it voluntarily. You could leave a church if you had a disagreement with the church, whereas today the governing forces are centered in the state, local, and federal governments, and you cannot leave them.
Sure. I mean, you know, if you believe in government, then you believe in my consent. Generally, you believe that one consents to be involved. And I guess then that I would then have naturally have the right to withdraw that consent. And so I would ask you, what would happen if I decided to take my little 11-acre piece of land that I have and withdraw it from the local governing agencies? Would
Good
they
luck.
Allow me to do that?
No.
No, that's an amendment.
Because they're not organizations that operate through consent.
Well, they'd like to claim that they are. In fact, if you actually look at the New Hampshire Constitution, as well as I think it's the Declaration of Independence, if you look at these founding
documents, just governance comes from consent.
Correct. Just government comes from consent of the governed. This is like the first sentence in the first section of the New Hampshire Constitution. And I guess that means that this isn't just government because nobody that I know consents.
Yeah, but these same people will steal my house from me if I choose not to take money that I would otherwise use to educate my son.
It's not stealing when they do it.
To educate their kids.
No, Mark. It's not
just
stealing.
It's middle class welfare.
No, it's a tax sale, Mark. It's not stealing.
Yeah, it's stealing.
It's a tax sale.
Yeah. Well, the government can name anything they want. They can call it whatever they want as long as they're the government. They get to use the words.
We're out
of time. Taxation is theft.
Back tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.